Let us go over quickly the Gemara from the bottom of Daf Nun Amud Beis and Nun Aleph, and then we'll see Tosfos. B'nei Chazoin Nogi de Mafreshi Chale Me'areze. The B'nei Chazoin, the minig was that there used to be Mafresh Chale from Oirez, from rice. Also, Ba'omre Le Rav Yosef, so they told us over to Rav Yosef. Omalohu Neichla Zor Ba'apayu. That we have to stop this, so let's get a Zor, and a Zor should eat the Chale to show them that it doesn't have Kedusha's Chale. Eis ve'abaye dvorim hamutorim ba'acherim nogu behem iser. We learned something which in Yesod is muta. Ba'acherim nogu behem iser i'ata rashoi la'tiram befneyem. You're not allowed to be matter in front of them. Some emailus or sakasha and Rav Yosef. How could Rav Yosef say that a zor should eat the challah, then noig by Yisa. By them it has kedushas challah, so how could you be matred bifneim? Omar loy, so Rav Yosef told Abaye, v'lav mi itmer alo, omar Rav Chisda bekusoy, that this halacha was only said by kusim. Is this, so here they're not kusim, so memela, so you're allowed to be matred bifneim. So Abaye asked him, that's true, kusim. Abukosoi my time, mishum de misachi milse. Because by kusim, if you'll show them that it's mutter, so there'll be mizalzel more. It'll be like a snowball, that this kula will be geirer other kulas. Hanech ish inchinami sachi milse. So memele, here also the bnei chazoi are also that type of people. That if you'll show them that it's mutter, so they'll be makel and other things. So therefore, you can't be matter. So we're back again with Abaye's kasha. Abaye tainted, you can't be matter this challah. It will bring about a kilkel. Elomar Ravashi chazina. So Ravashi says it depends. Iru bon oiris ochli if five of them, their whole. Most of their macholim is oires. Is leinechli zor ba'pay dilmi mishtakre teires chala minayu. They'll forget the whole inyan of chala. If five of their achila is oires, and the melon will be oiker, we will be oiker from them, hafroshes chala from oires, so they'll forget bachlal vegan hafroshes chala. So then it is not kedai to be mata bifneim. Ve'i ruban dogon ochli, but if roiv of their macholim is achilas dogin, neichli zor ba'apayu, because this matzev now is a dangerous matzev, because if they're under the impression that oires is chayiv bechale, dulma osi lefrushi min achiv al apturim min aptur al achiv. So memele, so then, that we don't make chishboinis. He says, this cheshben of osa lahata bifneim is a chshash. Maybe there might be mizalzel more. But le'idach gisa, leaving it the way there is, it's not basheru shom, it is a matzav mesukin, because could be there being mafresh min aptur al achiev, since roiv of their achila is doga. Zokti gemara vayta, Gufet vom amutom vachem nogabem isa, yatara shaylatiram bifneyam, you're not allowed to be matarit. Omar avchizda bekusoy askinam. It is only by kusim, because they'll be mezalzel, the kulal maloi. Vosanya we learnt. Reichetzin shnei achim keechot, vein reichetzin shnei achim bekovum. Meiker adin to achim allowed to be reichets together, and we'll see in the maskonas agamore, we are not goizer to achim or to a brother and a brother-in-law, which is also, but in kovel they were goizer. Vein reichetzim shnei achim bekovel. So this is in Yesoid is dvorim hamutorim, and in kovel they were noig by Yesoid. Umaisa b'Yehuda v'hilu bonov sh'rabim gamliel sh'rochatsu shneim kechet b'kovu. So now the Gemara brings a maisa, there was a maisa in Kovu, that the two sons of Rabim Gamliel were reichets. V'lo azaleim kolam adine, omru miyameinu le'ureinu kach. ונשמת אילו ויוצא לבייס החיצים לרוצה לא אימו למותורי מאתם. He didn't want to tell them that it is mutter. So that's one kasha on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, the only place where it is also to be mata bifneim, dvorma mutorim, devheim nogo by yisa, that is dafka by kusim. We see by Kovul also, Hillel did not want to be mata bifneim. He was mishamit. One case. A second case, yaitzim bekur dekisun b'shabes. This was some sort of a sandal or slipper. And the zarchash, it might fall off, and a person might come to carry it. Vafal pikein, yaitzim bekur dekisun b'shabes. Ben yaitzim bekur dekisun b'shabes bebiri. But in biri, the minig was that they did not wear these kur dekisun. They walked out bebiri, so they took it off and they gave it to their avodim. We asked last week, what kind of avodim were they? If they were avodim knanim, so they also had that problem. They're also not allowed to wear it. They did not want to be mata bifneim. Again, this is biri, this is not kusim. A third aloch, one is permitted to sit on safsalei nochim b'shabbos. These safsalim, these benches, were meyuchid le'masomat. Person is permitted to sit on them on Shabbos, so we're not afraid that one will be choishet him, that he's Isaac b'masa matn, even though the meyuchad for masa matn. Veinim yosh mosav shalim nochim b'shabes ba'aku. But ba'aku, the minig was, they did not sit on these hafsolim. Am ha'isa b'rabi shimim ben gamliyo, sheyosh ha'masav shalim nochim b'shabes ba'aku. V'lo azu all of kol ha'medina omrum, yameinu l'ri'inu kach, we never saw such an anhog, nishmat al gabi kark, v'leirotza lo'im alem, v'torim atem, that you're a mutter. So we have here three kashes on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said the holy iser is only applicable by kusoyim. And here we see it was also in three Yiddish shtet, in Kovul, and Biri, in Akku, and for the Gemorim. B'nei medina siyom nami, kimid lo ishriche rabon agabayu, ki kusim domi. Slavdavke kusim, if Bnei B'dinis Hayom, that did not have hadroche from Tamid HaChochomim, so they are similar to kusim, that there's a mokim lochush, that if you'll be makel for them, they'll be makel further. So the Gemara Bishloi Misav Selei Nochim, not too much wants to try to understand, why they were machma. Sav Selei Nochim, Mishum Demerzik Mekechememke, maybe they might fall off. Why were they machmer by rechitzes to achim? And with the gemara, could the sanya mekol adam roichetz chutz meoviv vechomov ubalimoi ubalachoisoi. So here we see there's an iser of balachoisoi. The iser is out here. Rabbi Yehuda matter ba'oviv mibnei kvoid oviv. That means Rabbi Yehuda was matter if the father needs the shimush of his son, so memele he was matter. V'adin labalimoi ba'osu inu. So we see klal that is an iser rechitze with a shvaga. V'osu inu v'gozo b'shnei achim mishum balachaisus. So they asked their brother unto a brother-in-law. Tane, we learned in Abaraisa, Talmud lo yilchatz im rabbi, vim rabbi tzorech lo mutter. He says, by rabbi, there's no shayla im rabbi tzorech lo yitz mutter. By oviv, we have a machloikis, the Tanakama holds, since that by oviv, there's a chshash hiro, some amela, they were not matter, lilchatz im oviv, even though oviv tzorech lo. Let us go a little further, and then we'll learn Taisvis. Ki also Rabbe Bar Bachone ochel da'ayasre. He ate da'ayasre. Zog the Gemara. When Rabbi Baba Chana came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Ochol da Yasra, so he ate the chalev of the Yasra. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Ochol da Yasra, chalev shebekfifas hakeva. That means there is a chalek of the keva that is shaped like a bow. Shehakeva kfufa va'asuya kikeshes. In the beginning of the keva, there's a chalek where it bends over and it looks like a bow. V'oisai chalev shebimokim hayeser oichlem b'nei Eretz Yisrael b'nei bovor noigim boi Yisrael. Now, this bow has an outside and an inside. Now, the outside of the bow, so that chalev is called chalev hakeshes, so the chalev which is in that area is chalev which is also. The inside of the bow, that is called chalev hayeser, the inside of the bow, the chalev that is over there is chalev hamuteres. But the Bnei Bovel were noigim bo yiser, and in Eretz Yisrael, there was no minig iser whatsoever. So now let us see what happened. Is Rabbi Bar Bar Chone, when Rabbi Bar Bar Chone came from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, Ochal, he ate the Yasra, he ate this Chalev HaYeser. In Eretz Yisrael they used to eat it. He continued eating it. Ul Ligabei, now once he was in the middle of eating his meal, he was eating this Chalev HaYeser, is, so he came into the room where he was eating, Ravavira or Ravivye, Sove, V'Rabbe Berei V'Ravune. Kivin the Chazinu, now, since he saw them that they're watching him eat this chalev hayeser, kasye minayu. So he covered up his plate that they shouldn't see what he's doing. Also, va'omru lei la'avua. So he went and told his father. He told Rav Huna. Omar lehu. So he told them shevinchu kikusoi. He says he holds you like kusim. That means like this. Bemis, and this is dvorim hamutorim. Rabbi Bar Bar Chone comes from Eretz Yisrael. This is dvorim hamutorim. In bubbles, nogu bayisa. So beemis in meiker adin, if you would be talmidei chachamim, so he could continue eating it. He doesn't have to shtel sich because of you. It's dvorim hamutorim v'chem nogu bayisa. But he holds you like kusoi. That means it's not too complimentary. He holds you not talmidei chachamim. So memele, so you can't show them a heter, so therefore he covered it. Period. Frek the Gemara, but Rabbi Bar Bar Chone continued eating it. Frek the Gemara, the Rabbi Bar Bar Chone, less lay hodis nan, noisling all of chumrei hamokim sheyotza misham, the chumrei hamokim sheholach lesham. It means the Gemara is a different problem. Besides being matter to them, or the kilkul that can come about by being matter to them, is a besondere iser if a person finds himself in a mokim with their noig isurim, he has to be like them. Noisim olav chumrei mokim sheholach lesham. So how was he allowed to eat, period? So we're here on this kasha to Malchim. Omar Abaye. Hani mili mi bovel le bovel. That means two cities in bovel. In one city they were makel, in one city they were machmel. So a person who left the city that they were makel and went to the city that machmel, he has to accept on himself the chumres of that city. Und wurde mi eretz Yisrael, eretz Yisrael. Hinami mi bovel le eretz Yisrael. He has to accept the chumres. Chumas hamokim sholach l'shom. Avo me Eretz Yisrael to Bovel. But if a person is coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, loy. Then he does not have to accept their chumas. Why? Kiven da anan kaifinen lohu. Since we in Bovel are kafuf to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, of dinan kivasayil. So we'll see, Rashi says, doesn't mean we do like them, we do like our minig. But al kaponim, they don't have to do like us. So Memele, that means we know the Bnei Eretz Yisrael were greater Talmidei Chachomim than the Bnei Bavel. They had Smicha. So Memele, so they don't have to change their kulis because they're visiting Bavel. That's Abayis Teretz. So the Halacha of Noisnim Olov Chumrei Hamokim Shaholach Lishom, that is only by equal Mekoimis. Or you're going to a mokim where there's greater Talmidei Chachamim. But if you're going to a, you're coming from a mokim where there's Gedolei Torah to a mokim where the Gedolim are not as great, so then you don't have to accept their chumras. That's Abayis Teretz. Abashi Yoma Afulu Teima Me'eretz Yisrael Lebovel could be Me'eretz Yisrael Lebovel. You also have to accept the chumras of Bovel. But hani mili heiched de ein dat elachsa. That's if he intends to live there, so he gets a din of a ben Bovel on himself. Rabbi Baba Chone dat elachsa. He had intentions to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, he was not mechuyev to have the chumras of the bnei Bovel. To be mekabel on himself the chumras of the bnei Bovel. Zogt Rashi. Shavin chuki kusoi, damrin el lael, dvor mamotorim bachem noge bem iser, yater ishoi latirim befneim, vokmur av chizde bekusoi. So he said, you're equivalent to kusi. Hani mili mi bovel le bovel, mi ir le ir be bovel. The kivin de loi kaifu la dodi, since they are not kofu one to another, im yishane min hogom le'inehem, if he'll firzich the way he does from his mokim, he's doing fakert, then the minig ha-mokim, yesh kan bibnei ha-machloikis. So the zikha bi ha-machloikis, who are you to be makel in front of us? V'choshkein mi bovel le'eretz Yisrael. The ben bovel comes to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, the machme zikha al yeshane es minig ha-mokim bibnei ha-machloikis, if the bnei Eretz Yisrael ha-machmirim, how could he be a makel? Avo mi Eretz Yisrael le'bovel, im yeshane es ha-minig be-bovel, ain't kan machloikis. There's no machloikis, danan kaifina livnei Eretz Yisrael, the inu smichi, ube bovel lo ismichi. So memele, so that is why there was no chiv and rabbe barbachone to be machme. Zok taisvis, i ato rashoi latiron bifneim. We have over here the top taisvis, the top taisvis. Yata reshoi latiram bifneim. Teime. Im kein heich hitte rebi beishan bepere kamad dechu. Beishan, they used to be mafresh maisres, and Rebbe came to Beishan, and he ate an ola shal yerek without a freshes maisa, because it's not Eretz Yisrael, it's chutz l'oretz. So they also mistama weren't, they also were bnei chutz l'oretz. The afalpi came, Rebbe was mata, and here we say that the bnei medina sayom, you can't be mata. V'tiretz rabbeinu nisim b'megilas torim. V'hai dvorim amutorim v'acherim nogo b'am isel. That what it says, you cannot be mekel, hainu sheyoidim shehem mutor. They themselves know it's also mutor. V'heim roitzim lahachmir al atzman. They want to be machmir on themselves. V'chein mashmir lishne dvorim amutorim. Means they are dvorim hamutorim. In this mokim, they're also dvorim hamutorim. V'afal pikein, they want to be machma. So memele, that is mesukendik. That means if they want to be machma, and now a big Talmud Chochem comes, and he's mekel. So that's a Pesach Pesach. So you see that you don't have to be machma. That becomes a snowball. That means we were machmer, and it seems you don't have to be machmer. So that will bring about more coolness. Avo, dvorim shenoyagim machmas tois. But if they were under the impression, the whole thing is a mistake. That means that they were under the impression that Beishan was chayiv b'maisres. Av dvorim shenoy gemach mastoy shesvurim shehu os, they hold it was also. Vehu muter, and then we inform them, Rabbi, I have news for you. Yochel ahata bifneim. This she could be mata bifneim. This is not a precedent for other kulas. We're not makel anything for them. They had made a mistake and we tell them you're wrong. But here pshat is, they didn't make a mistake. They wanted to be machmer. Let's say by shnei achim, they were goizer shnei achim, otu, bal ishtoy. Balachoysoy. They were goizer shnei achim, otu balachoysoy. They were goizer. They held one should be goizer, and you're telling them that you don't have to be machmer. So that already is a precedent. You don't have to be goizer xeris, period. So therefore, there you're not allowed to be matter bifneim. So one hanocha we have over here, that the whole iser of dvorim hamutorim, the whole iser of dvorim hamutorim is only by dvorim that they hold, that they know it is mutter, and they asad it, you're not allowed to be mekel bifneim. Ve'im taima frektoisves, im kein amai. So if this whole Gemara is speaking about intellectuals, that means they themselves know it's mutter, and they want to be machmer, im kein amai kom adulma osel afrushi min aptur alachi. The Gemara said that by the bnei chizoi, if the roiv of them are oichli dogon, there might come about a kilkul, they might be mafresh in aptur al achiv. In fact, that'll never occur. Even the yodi shu potter, if they themselves know that oiras is potter, so it'll never come out a kilkul. Yeshloime de lav kula alma yodi. That means in the chazoi there were other people taka who were ignorant. So Mamela, since there, so that is what the Gemara was machadish over here. That means in the Bnei Chazoi, you had two types of people. You had perhaps roiv of the people knew that it was no chiyuv chala, and the reason they were mafresh chala from oiris is because they wanted to be machmel. Now mitzi dom. You should not be matter the challah bifneim because it's dangerous to hamaratzim, and if you'll be matter them this chumre, they'll be makel other kulas. Afal pikein, since there's a chelik of the bnei chazoi which are taka ignorant, and if they'll remain in their matzav of ignorance, they will be nichshol, or they are being nichshol. Being mafresh min aptur al achiv, min achiv al aptur. So therefore, Rabashi says, you have to be matter bifneim, that this mikshul should not continue to exist. Vim taima, the mash medavke bivnei hamedine, from our Gemara Vaistachais, that when are you not permitted to be matter bifneim, nei hamedine, who are not tamidei chachomim, Oy bekusoi einer rashoi lahater. Abu bifnei chachomim. But what if you have chachomim? Oy sheloi bifneim. If no one's around. Stamazoi. I come into a mokim and no one's around. I'm zich allowed to be noyig my kulas. Muta. Vamai vosna noisnim olov chumrei mokim sheyotso misham vishaholach lisham. So Taisvis is asking on the Gemaras before, the kasha that the Gemara asked on Rabbi Bar Bachana. This kasha the Gemara asked on Rabbi Bar Bachana. How was Rabbi Bar Bachana permitted to eat the chaylev hayeser? It's dvorim, it's noisnim olav chumrei mokim shaholach l'shem. But the Gemara did not ask the kasha on all the other cases, in the Bnei Chazoi and in Biri, and all the other cases, the Gemara did not ask this kasha. So that is Taisa's kasha. What is with this kasha? How were they themselves permitted to be noyiketer, since there's a loch of noistim, all of chumrei mokim, shaholach l'shom? For Oimeri, so the Rina says, Ayesot. Dimas nisen airi, our Mishnah that says that Noisnam Olav Chumrei Mokim Sheholach Lisham Ayri Beminig Choshuv Shen Higu Alpi Talmidei Chachamim. The originators of the Minig were Talmidei Chachamim. So Memele, that is a legitimate Minig, and that is a binding Minig. So it doesn't matter where you come from, but now that you're in this mokim, you're obligated to be mekayim the minhogei hamokim. Unless, like the Gemara says later, me eretz yisrael abovel, or daite lachse, aber al kaponim, without these exceptions, one is bound by the minhogei hamokim, which originated from gdolei Torah. But for Hochem Ayri, all these Minhagim, the Bnei Chizoi, and the Biri, and Akku, and Kvul, these Minhagim, Hochem Ayri Shen Nogu Bnei HaMedina Me'atzmon. This was a Minig that the Bnei HaMedina themselves created this Chumar. So therefore, the Gemara Bechlal Navera Kashe that this Chumra should be binding on the people who come from a different ear, since this Minig originates from Stamasei Damoina. V'chein Hanu de Maisi, that's the Maisa of Bnei Chazoi, in all the other three cases, also speaking about a Minig that did not originate from Talmidei Chachamim. But the last Maise, where Rabbi Barbachone ate in Bovel, the Chayil of Ayesa, there the Gemara does ask, "Ay, noisnal of chumre mokim shaholach l'sham, kim lay da havi minik choshev." This case, the Gemara knew, was your minik choshev. So therefore, it's a minik choshev. So then the Gemara asked the Kashe, "So noisnam olav chumre mokim shaholach l'sham." V'ri mistapik. Now the Ri had a sofik, according to this yesod, that we see a minig which did not originate from Gedolei Yisrael is not a binding minig. That's the yesod of this teretz. Is b'minig she'ein eichoshuv. The yecholim lahater, one is permitted to be matter b'ifnei Talmud Chochem. What is pshat in this heter? Im yochil lahate lahem, if he's also permitted to tell them that you're allowed to do it. Kidemashme likamon, v'leirot zoloimu lehem otorim atem ishim debnei medina choshev kikosoi. That the whole reason he didn't want to tell them that you're mutter is because the zachshash kilkul. The zachshash that might be mezalzel. Avol Talmid of Mashmi Sheimrim Mutorim Atem. That means you can tell them a minig which is noyig in your mokim, which did not originate from Gedolei Yisrael, and I come from a mokim which does not have this minig. I can tell them that you are mutter to do it. This minig, not only is it not binding on me, it's not binding on you either. Don't tell this to the Hamayinam. The Hamayinam, we can't tell them this because they'll be mezalzel. But to the Talmidei Chachamim, to tell them Betzina, they're also not, just like a fremde is not bound by them in Hogim, so the Talmidei Chachamim and the Shtad Guf is also not bound by them in Hogim. One tzad. Oidilmo, maybe Taisus a second tzad, maybe that's wrong. That what we say, that a minik that did not originate by Gedolei Yisrael is not binding, it is not binding on someone from a fremde mokim. I'm not meshubit, since this minik does not originate for Gedolei Yisrael. But the anshei hamokim, they're mechuyiv to be mekayim this minik also. He's allowed to be noyig this kula in front of them. Avolahem and yochel lahatel. ואחי קמי לרוץ אלוהים אליהם ותורים אתם ומה שהחמרתם למחמס איסה על מחמס מנגשנוס ותמיד הם הימדת לעצמוי בפניהם אבל לא אלוהם. That is pshat in the Gemara later. So the Ri had a suffix. So the Ri was mechadish now a new shtik teire that there are two types of minhagim, and a minig which is not originate from Tamidei Chachamim is zichah not binding on a person that's bomi mokim acher and is mesupik, but is it a binding on the Tamidei Chachamim who live in this shtot? That's the suffix of the Ri. The Rashba Oimer. And because of this kasha, we were machadish the two types of menhagim, the menhagim of from Gedolei Yisrael, the menhagim stamazoi that arose from the Amoina. Verashba oimer deloi koshe mimasnisen. The Rashba says this kasha that Taisus had asked, we have a whole sugi before, can you be mata bifneyim, are you chayish of zilzel, you're not chayish, so Taisus asked, what's with our Mishnah? Yen himself is mechuyev to be mekayim the minhoge amokim. V'rash boi medoloi koshim es nisin, the ravashi the mukim as nisin, bein datoi lachze, ravashi that sets his eye, the our Mishnah speaking about bein datoi lachze. Because so he, So the Rashba says the terutzim that the Gemara said later are applicable before also. The Mashos Moira, why did the Gemara ask before? But Al Kaponim, the Rashba says, Einachanami, at the end of the Sugya, the Gemara is on Rabba Babachone, and who adin the kashes on all the Mekilim before? How were they permitted to be Mekil? And we'll have the same Teretz, that they came from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz. Or Ravashi's teretz that it's speaking about that the mission is speaking about ain't dati lachs and he's speaking about dati lachs. Labai the muki hanimilim above the atzisol, atzisol above of dinim kibasayu because soifel atzisol above also. When the name of the ma'isa of meyeretz Yisrael above. And according to Abaye, was speaking about meyeretz Yisrael above. So that means als his own aloch there wouldn't be a problem. Out his own halacha, he's permitted not to be mekayim the minhagi amokim, but out kusoi, he's not allowed to be mata b'fnei. Kiven da'anan kaifinan lohu. He says, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that the bnei bovel are kofuf to the bnei Eretz Yisrael, they have smicha. They bovel do not have smicha, so memele the bnei Eretz Yisrael are not mechuyev to be mekayim min hogei bovel. Koshel Rabbeinu Tam, the perikam of the Sanhedrin Omar, pshite mehocha lahosa mahani, dahoche shevet vahosa mechaykik. The Gemara over there says a halacha as follows, that if a dayin mumche he paskened the dentire, he paskened wrong. So it seems from the sugi over there that the din is not chayza, but he's mechuyev to pay the bal din he ba'avot, since he paskened wrong. But if he had received reshus from the reish galusa that he could be a dayan in this mokim, so he gets away with that also. He doesn't have to pay to the bal din he ba'avot also. Period. So yes, if he gets reshus from the Reish Galusa, he's appointed by the Reish Galusa, so if he makes a mistake in Halacha, he does not have to pay the Baal Din he babbled. So now the Gemara says, what is the Halacha if a person got reshus from the Reish Galusa in Bovel to be a Dayan, and he goes to Eretz Yisrael? Does that appointment from the Reish Galusa in Bovel give him these kulis in Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Pshita Mahocha Lahosam. If he got Rishus from the Reish Galusa in Bovel, he went to Eretz Yisrael, Mahani, he'll zicha be good. The Hoche Shevet Vahosam Echoikik. That means the authority in Bovel was much greater than the authority in Eretz Yisrael. In Bovel they were called Shevet, and in Eretz Yisrael they're called Mechoikik. So Mamela, whatever he got from Bovel is zicha good in Eretz Yisrael. Mashme de bnei bovel adifi. In our Gemara says, Vakel te bnei otzisol adif. The tirits of the Benetam answer the matter what we're speaking about. Hanimili lafkuima moine, the koyach to be mafkiya momen, some mele, so that's totally take in power. Some mele bnei bovel had more power, more koyach than the bnei Eretz Yisrael. Avlinyin isa veheta, but if argument must be met in isa veheta, osmiche, it's a soladifa shalom dim teira berabim, when it comes to Yiddish, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael were greater than the Bnei Bovel. Avdinon kivosayu. The Gemara said that when the Bnei Bovel, when the Bnei Eretz Yisrael come to Bovel, avdinon kivosayu. Now this is a very misleading Lashon. If we learn the Lashon of Gemara Kipshute, it would mean we in Bovel do like the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and we change our minig, and that is definitely not true. We don't change our minig. It means they can do what they were doing till now. The Bnei Yisrael do not have to change their minig, but not Avdini Kivasai. So therefore, Rashi, when Rashi said Pshat in the Gemara, Rashi says, a kloima. Avdini Kivasai, a kloima. In boing, mishon lekam, ein lam lishanis min hogim, aloysim kimim kaima. I mean, Rashi means to say the Gemara is zicha lav davke. Not that we do like them, or kaponim, it means we don't share them, that they can do, al kaponim, that they can do what they were doing till now. But the Lashon is shver. So Taisvish tells us on the Lashon of Gemara, avdini kevasai, loy avdi kevason, havalei lameim. The Gemara should have said, fakel, if they come from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael do not have to do like the Bnei Bovel. So why does it say, avdinon kevasai? So Taisvish says, because this Lashon is a shigre delishne from a Gemara in Chulun. And there the Gemara says of Dini Kivosai, Mishumpe Kama Dachulam Noketochi. The Kama Hosom Kisolik Rabbi Zeire Ochal Mugremes Derav Ushmur. Now there are certain Ifanim that Hagrome is Mutter. That means if a Chelik of the Shchite was Chutz Lemoke Mashchite. When Rabbi Zeire came to Eretz Yisrael, so he ate from the Hagrome, which Rav Shmuel held its mutter, even though in Bovel they held its also. O Porich, Velesle, Rav Zeir, Neisen, Ov Chumra, Ov Mokeim, She Yotza, Mishon, Mishani, Abaye, Hani, Mili, Meretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Mi Bovel, O Bovel, Avo, Mi Bovel, Eretz Yisrael, Kiven, Anan, Kefinilu, Ov Dinon, Kibosayu. So there it's very good, the Lashon, that Rav Zeir, who came to Eretz Yisrael, could take do like the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So there the Lashon is Meduyik. So the Gemara haste is over here, just a Shigur Delishne took over that Lashon and says, also of Dini Kibosayu, really the Gemara should have said by Yos, Loi Ovdi Kibosa. The second tells of the Gemara is Rabbe Bar Bachone Date Lach Zahave, Ubechulen Nami Mitaretz, Fakert Rab Zeire Ein Datoi Lach Zahave. There's Fakert. The Rav Zeire took on the coolest of a grom of Rav Shmuel. So the Gemara says, because Rav Zeire ain't that ilachs. Saskoshe, the hashtel, it's todim, ktonim. So our Mishneh is it's todim, ktonim. Chumre, mokim, sheyotso, misham. That, what he has to remain with the minhagim. Of the Mokim Shiyotza Misham is only speaking about Bedat Elarza. Bechumre Mokim Sholach Lashom Be'ein Dat Elarza. So speaking about two cases and speaking about two different Siyurim. So that is a Deichik. That's Tais Viskash. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Omalei Rabbe Bar Bachon. So now we had learned that Rabbe Bar Bachone had eaten the Schelev HaYeser, which in Eretz Yisrael was Mutter, and in Bovel they were Machma, but he ate it in Bovel. Omalei Rabbe Bar Bachone Libnei, now he told his children, Bonai, Loi Seichel, you should not eat this Schelev. Loi Befonai, not in front of me, v'loy sheloy befonai, not about the givis sheloy befonai. Ani sheroisi es Rabbi Yochanan she'ochal, I saw Rabbi Yochanan eat. I saw Rabbi Yochanan eat chaylev hayeser in Eretz Yisrael, kedayu Rabbi Yochanan lismecholo befonov sheloy befonov. So I saw Rabbi Yochanan was a godel who could be machriya, and Rabbi Yochanan held it was mutter. I saw Rabbi Yochanan eat. So if I saw Rabbi Yochanan eat, so memele I could be soimach on Rabbi Yochanan and also eat. Bein befono, bein sheloi befono. Aber ato loi roisa oisoi, you did not ever see Rabbi Yochanan eat. I didn't eat because I was machia ba'alocha that it's mutter. I ate because I saw Rabbi Yochanan. So memele, but you didn't see Rabbi Yochanan. Is loisoichal bein befonai bein shaloi befonai. So you're not permitted to eat. It seems that if a person was there, b'shas when Rabbi Yochanan ate, so those, the Talmidim that were there and witnessed Rabbi Yochanan being makel, so by them it had a psahalocha of Asrei Dema. Just like we had in Masechta Shabbos, Asrei D'Rabbeleza Yekirsim Eitzim B'Shabbos. The Talmidim and the Toshovim of an Odom Godel, if he held the halocha a certain kula, so for them, this is the halocha, this is that is their halocha. Others are Moisef. I think the Dvar Shmuel is Moisef. That let us say, for example, Philip the Archi Luke Deis. Let's say Ba'asrei de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan would eat. Rabbi Yochanan would eat this Chaylev Hayesa, and let's say he would offer Rabbi Bar Bochane son. So Rabbi Bar Bochane, if he would clear his throat and say, "I don't have an appetite now." So be merzi ki you are up, because pshat is to be machmer in front of the Rebbe, when the Rebbe was bigger than him, so the halacha was fakert that he's permitted to eat. It's just like if Rabbi Yochanan ate in front of him, it's just like Rabbi Yochanan told him that you can eat. So memele, so the even though there are chelkim on Rabbi Yochanan, so he, as Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, has this heter, and this heter goes with him, bein b'fnei Rabbi Yochanan, bein shaloi b'fnei Rabbi Yochanan. But he told his children, you did not see Rabbi Yochanan, so you don't have this heter, so you have no right to eat. Upligo didei adidei. The Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Bochane once repeated something, which is a stira to this yesod. Omar Rabbi Bar Bochane, Sochli Rabbi Yochanan ben Elozo. Pam achas nichnasti acher Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yosi ben Lekunya Legine. Rabbi Yochanan ben Elozo once went into a gine after Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yosi ben Lekunya. Yeah. V'notal svichei kruv. Later we'll see exactly what the shail is by the svichei kruv. And he went and took svichei kruv, it was shviz. V'ochal, and he ate it. V'nosan li, and he gave me teat also. V'omar li, and he told him, that means Rab Shimon ben Rab Yosi ben Lekunya told Rab Yochanan ben Elozo, b'ni b'fonai echel. That means we'll see that Rab Shimon ben Rab Yosi ben Lekunya was not the Talmud Chochem that could be Machriya in the Shaila. We'll find out later it was a Machloikas between Rab Shimon ben Yechoy and the Chachamim. He was unable to be Machriya in the Shaila, but he told them as follows. Befonai lo yisoichal, befonai echel, kozman, in front of me, you're allowed to eat. Shaloi befonai lo yisoichal. Not in front of me, not allowed to eat. Ani shera'isi es Rab Shimon ben Yechoy she'ochal. I witnessed. I was in the maimed when Rab Shimon ben Yechoy ate svichei kruv b'shviz. is kedayu Rab Shimon ben Yechoy lismach olav befonov shaloi befonov. So my mail is, I'm permitted to eat shaloi befonov, and when you see me eat, so you're also, when you're in front of me, you're also permitted to eat. Ato befona yechel shaloi befona leisech. Akoponim, we see that Rabbi Babachana related this maise, that if we have someone in between, someone who witnessed how another godel was meikel, so a third person is permitted to eat befonov, to assume his kula. The first Rabbi Babachana said, Aiso Rab Shimon ben Yechoi, so memele, I saw Rabbi Yochanan, so I'm permitted to eat chayla vayes. You didn't see Rabbi Yochanan, so you're not allowed to eat. And though Rabbi Babachon himself related this maise, that they were told that befonov they are permitted to eat. Zogt Rashi. Afilu teme meretz Yisrael abovel ha-yishane le-yiseicha ha-yeshe. You're not allowed to eat chayla v'yesa. V'notar svichei kruv b'shviyis la'achaz man abir. Kedai roi. Befonai echel. Befonai ata yochol ismechalai. Hoyel v'roisi es Rab Shimon she'ochal. V'hayni plukte didei adidei. So that's the stir in Rabba Bar Bachana. V'lo lom alo yisoi chalaf ala befonai. That even though he said, I myself, I'm not a bar samcha, the love migmoreyu misforei koshorilei, the ochel. Since he witnessed a gavra rabbi that ate, so memele, so you're allowed to eat. Zog taisvus, ani ra'isi es Rab Shimon she'ochel. Taimalari, the Omabirishalmi, Abshimin Choza Lahu Gavre, Melaket Svihe Kruv Bishvis. We'll later learn in the Sugi, there's a machloikis about Svihe Kruv and Shvis between Rab Shimon and the Chachomim. So the Rishalmi relates that Rab Shimon saw a person eating Svihe Kruv Bishvis. Omalei, my high, what's Pshat? You're eating Svihe Kruv? Omalei, the lav atu de shoris? So what do you mean? Your matter. Omalei, the lav chavloi pligi olai. But I matter. But the chachomim masa. Kori olei poiret gedo yishcheno nochosh vechein havesloi. So it's very sharp. He said, look, chachomim masa, so mamele, so you are poiret gedo. Tachtois vesvahashte kivin shebaat mehoye oichli himself used to eat. Rab Shimon ben Yechoi ate. Lama hoya kais al acherim shaya oichlem v'soim chemal oirosoi. Pshadis he himself ate. V'shloimer de mikol mokum lo hoya roitzi sh'ama yoretz yismuchu olov kozman shaloi posku aloche kemoisoi. So it seems like this, that Nama Oretz is the Baal, the Am Oretz should know as follows, that there's a machloikis Rab Shimon ben Yechoi and the Chachomim. For an Am Oretz to pick on Poiskim, I'll pick on Rab Shimon ben Yechoi because he's the Meikel, you don't do such things. You have no right to make such a decision. Rakel, it's a machloikis Yochid v'Rabim, Aloche k'Rabim, you have to be Machmer. If Rab Shimon ben Yochai would paskin for you that you could be meikel, like that the case is that he ate befono, so that was like a psak to Yene, that Yene could be meikel. So good, so I have a psak now that I can feel zich hazoi. So I have an Odom Godel that's telling me that I could feel zich like him, Olav al Tzavor. But that was not the case over there. So an Am HaOretz Vakert is no right, if there was no Bazundera Hoiro to an Am HaOretz, so he has no right to, Vakert, it seems there wouldn't be Meira to an Am HaOretz, so he has no right to accept the kulis of Rab Shimon ben Yechoi. So therefore he was Nenash. Did know that there was a machloikis. That in Verein nur ab Schimmer was Mater, in Inum ist am Azeifel hat er ausgefunden. Je. Sogte Gemorre Mai Rab Shimon. What is the Machloikes Rab Shimon? Now the Gemara is going to bring down what the Machloikes is between Rab Shimon ben Yechoy and the Chachomim Legabe Svichei Kru. My Rab Shimon. What are we speaking about? Tesanya. Rab Shimon Oimer Kol HaSvichim Asurim Chutz MiSvichei Kru. All Svichim are Osir and Shviyis. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos when they are also chutz misvichei kruv. Svichei kruv is not also she'ein ki yoytze ben b'yerek hasod. We'll see again Rashi and Tosfos what this means. V'chachomim oimrim kol asvichim asurim. No, they don't differentiate kol asvichim asurim, which includes also svichei kruv. V'tavayu alibe de Rabbi Kiva, and both of them are going according to Rabbi Kiva. That means Rabbi Kiva was the Tana that asked Svichim, and now the Shaila is, what halacha the Svichei Kruve? The Sanya we learned in Abaraisa as follows. Hein loy nizra v'loy nechef est vuseinu. He says, so there Omer Rabbi Kiva. He says, it says v'chisoimu, they're going to ask, Manoicha Bashana Shvius, Hein Loi Nizra, we won't plan, Loi Nesayf, we're not able to be Oisef. Omer Rabbi Kiva, V'chimei Acher, She'ein Zoyrin, if you don't plant in Shvius, Meheicha Oisfin, so why do you have to be Moisef? Loi Nesayf, if you're not Zoyrei, there's nothing to be Oisef. Mikan L'svichin She'ein Asurin. So from here is a raya that it's possible to harvest even though you didn't plant. How is that possible? By svichim. So poshet svichim is that something grew without planting. What is that? So poshet it means that bishas, the kotzer, bishas, they harvested the previous crop, so the garinim, the seeds of this mean fell accidentally on the ground or by it. And these seeds started sprouting. So these seeds are called svichim. There was no maizes riyah in shviyis. Afapiken, it's growing in shviyis. So Rabbi Kiva said from Lei Nesef, we learn out that mikan l'svichim shehein asurim. That svichim are awesome. And so that we know svichim are awesome. Now in svichei kruv, we have here machlokes. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Svichei Kruv is mutter, she'en ki yoytze ben b'yerkasod. They are not similar to Shah Yerokis. Is Rabbon on Sovri Gozrin and Svichei Kruv, or to Shah Svichei the Almem. Rabbon on hold that you are Goyze. Rabbi Shimon Sovar loy Gozrin and Svichei Kruv, or to Svichei the Almem. We are not Goyze. Let us see Rashi. Kol asvichin asurim b'shviyis mizman habir ve'ilach. So Rashi is saying that the chiddush is that from the zman habir, that means kol l'chaye min hasode, then it is also for the people b'bayis. So the chiddush is that the halacha of Bir Perish Shviyas applies to Svichim. That's how Rashi learns. Kol HaSvichim Asurim B'Shviyas Mizman HaBir V'Ilach. That the Issa Bir applies by Svichim. Chutz MiSvichei Kruv Alin HaYoytzin Mikelach HaKruv. She'ein Ki Yoytzei Bohen B'Yerek HaSodet. So Rashi says two pshot. Pshat number one, Misharoshim hen gdeilim, they grow from the shayrish, v'rei hen ki ilon, it is similar to a tree. We mentioned before that a kruv is kale, and the scale looks similar to a tree. Shemoisef anofim al anofim, that like branches grow, new branches come out. So here these new alim that come out from the shayrish, so velav bechlau shal svichim ninu. This is not similar to shal svichim. V'chol shal svichim mizera hanechbat v'noifel lohoretzu. All svichim, the pshat is they're growing now from the zriya, from the zera that fell. Avos svichim kruv einakein. Ela olav gedeilim l'cheitsheshek bikan of him. That the leaves grow like branches. Loi osra toira ela svichim me ein zriya. The Torah only asked svichim that is similar to a zriya, but this is not me coming out from a zriya, this is coming out from a sheirish. Kersiv ein izra. Kach shamati, v'koshali. Chode, manavshech, if there was shroshim there, and it's coming out from the sheirish, is like, the chiyagavna, like kore svichim, elak deirem mizera hanechpat. So this is not, because you can't say, kol asvichim motorim asvichu kru, kol asvichim asurim asvichu kru motorim, this is not a sviach, because this is, the taich of sviach is godo misera. Alagdele misera nechvat, benoifelot, kaidem lakite. Void ilonit, nafilot, number two, void ilonit vishvias miloi noga benami kedushe. Second kasha, Rashi asks if the reason they are different is because it is not similar to a sviach. So it's like anilon sadarab, anilon zicha has kedusha shviyas that the beer is noyig, that the isil that it is also lacher a beer. Fakir techidish is that by svichim there's an isa beer, but anilon is zicha an isa beer. Nira beinai the tama mishum dekruv einei kolu lachaya kol yemei sachayrev vegimgum. So Rashi wants to say a different pshat. Since there is a shayrish, so memele, so there's no such musig of kolo l'chayim in asode. Something that doesn't have a shayrish, so you have one crop and finish. So memele, so when that crop is, that's kolo l'chayim in asode. If this is similar to an ilon, so it's always giving out alim. So it's always giving out alim, so you never have kolo l'chayim in asode. So therefore, There's no din beer because it's never called l'chaim in asode. Amar Rabbi Kiva, lo menem, avu lo inesef, machas in olu zeirim, ma yer seifo, limud al svichim shasurim, vachikom ahen lo in nizra, agdele me'aleim, lo inesef, gazrin in svich rekruv at svich edalmet, avu gav de in beer lekruv, even though there's no zman abir lekruv da miskayim ko yamei sakshomi, Svichim di dei asurim, dvei leim etayim, mishim dei misvichim isa shviyas, vasul mishri shal svichim. That means that's the svar of the Chachamim. The Chachamim said, be'etzem, the le'etzem should be mutter, because in yesod, sepasne techi of beer, because it's like all alachayim in asada. But people will not say this lumdus. People will say the reason is because by svichim there's not in beer. So therefore the Chachamim say, you have to be machmer. I speak also, Rav Shimon ben Yochai was not Geyser.